It's a three-day weekend. Happy Sunday, this September the 6th, 2015. Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And yeah, here we are. It's the unofficial end of summer, Labor Day, three-day weekend. I know folks who have off, enjoying the extended weekend, and those who have to work. Yeah, there are jobs that you just can't take a day off. People who work in the public service, like nurses and doctors and police officers and a bunch of other great folks as well. So if you're working this weekend, thank you for your service. Well, coming up on today's edition of Sunday Worship, we're going to be talking about God's comfort. I'll tell you what, if you really think about it, God isn't a God who just sits on a throne room somewhere up in heaven, distant from his people. No, he's a God who interacts with us, and he also comforts us, especially in our troubles. So we're talking about the God who comforts on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I am a friend of God.
is celebrating and lifting up the name of Jesus right here on this edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope you're having a great weekend, and hopefully you got tomorrow off. It's a three-day weekend, Labor Day weekend, and today we're talking about the God who comforts. You know, in 2 Corinthians, it tells us that he is the God of all comfort. You know, my wife and I, we have this big old blanket, a comforter on our bed, and it is just, I love it. I can snuggle up next to it, and I can just fall asleep in just minutes, I'll tell you. And the funny thing is, my wife, she loves to turn the fan on, she loves to turn the air on, she loves to snuggle in bed when the temperature is really cold in the room. See, our comforter, our bedspread, it doesn't change the temperature of the room. It changes us in the midst of the cold room. And that's exactly what God does sometimes. Sometimes he can change the temperature of the chaos, or he can give you that peace and that comfort in the midst of the chaos.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my life, you taught me to say, not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Singing about our Jesus today, the chief cornerstone of our faith, the Son of the living God, the great I Am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That's Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. I can go on and on. Just stop me now right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And today we're talking about the God who comforts. There was a plane that was headed from St. Louis down to Orlando, Florida, and the plane experienced some much, much, much turbulence. Has that ever happened to you? Oh, it's not a fun deal at all. People were getting scared, and people were putting their seatbelts on, and people were getting into a frantic, chaotic mindset. However, one passenger noticed a little boy sitting all by himself, coloring his page like nothing is going on. And the passenger said, "Aren't you afraid?" And the little boy put his crayon down, looked up to this passenger and smiled and said, "Nope, my dad is the pilot." Friend, when we remember who's in the cockpit, when who's in the cockpit of our life, that alone will give us comfort and peace.
Step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all full of sin became poor. Here I am to worship.
Father, here I am to worship you. Father, we worship you when things aren't going well. Father, we worship you on a Monday morning when we don't want to get out of bed. Father, we're going to worship you and praise you even with our last breath. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Hey, good Sunday. I pray that you're doing well. It is, of course, Sunday worship. It's Joey with you. Today we're talking about the God who comforts. You know, one day a struggling Christian visited his pastor. He says, I've read the books on discipleship. I've taken theology courses, stayed up all night on my assignments for Bible study, but I'm confused. Can you tell me how to be a victorious Christian? And pulling back a hymnal from its shelf, the pastor opened to these words, trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And friend, that's what it is in a nutshell right there. Sometimes the Christian life isn't easy. Amen. We walk by faith and live in obedience. Godliness is the simplicity of taking God at face value, doing what he says, and watching him bless our lives. And sometimes in trusting and obeying, we find ourselves wanting to do God's part as well as our own. And maybe you're listening today and you have a problem that seems to have no answer. Maybe a wayward child. You can do your part to pray, love, and communicate, but then you must trust God to do his part, to convict, convert, and change. Every problem, friend, is an opportunity to trust. Every situation is an opportunity to obey. And when it comes down to it, every part of our Christian walk falls into those two categories, trust and obey.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, my life. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Your mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your.
Suffering children are safe in your arms. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you.
No one like you.
No one else can touch my heart like you do.
Thank you, Jesus. Friend, you remember that today, that there is none like Jesus. Amen. Wow, how about that? Time just flew by here in my house, 30 minutes. I do thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you. You can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time and 8:32 Eastern Time. Hope you can join us for that. In the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your 3-day weekend.